This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Every now and then, a new literary voice emerges above the din to become something of a phenomenon. Taya Obret is such a voice. Just 25 years old, Obret was named one of the 20 best writers under 40 by The New Yorker. Her first novel, The Tiger's Wife, comes out this week. It is a vividly imagined work that draws on the folk culture of the Balkans. Born in Belgrade, Obret and her parents fled after the breakup of Yugoslavia. Though she now lives in the United States, the stories of her homeland seem bred in her very bones. The Tiger's Wife begins as a young doctor, Natalia, learns that her grandfather has died under strange circumstances in a remote village. As she tries to understand what happened, we learn about her grandfather through two fantastic stories that frame his life. And we get a glimpse of life in Yugoslavia before, during, and after the most recent conflict, which tore it apart. Taya Obret joins us now from Ithaca, New York. So good to have you with us, Taya.
Thank you so much.
Now, you left the former Yugoslavia when you were only 12, which made me wonder, how is it that you developed such a strong feeling for your homeland at that young age?
I actually left even younger. I left when I was 7. I think that there was a very strong presence of the history and stories in the conversations of my grandparents and my mother, with whom I lived when we were moving to Cyprus and then later to Egypt. And I've since been back. I go back once a year to visit my grandmother, so I've managed to put those stories and those experiences of my parents together with the very faint, very young memories of places and people, and then also the stories that I've heard from people that I've reconnected with since I've gone back.
The Tiger's Wife is a story told on many levels. It's both realistic and very fantastic. At its core, though, is this story of a granddaughter's love for her grandfather. You just mentioned your own grandmother. I had been wondering if you had a similar relationship with your own grandfather, or is this based on your relationship with your grandmother?
I think that it's definitely based on my relationship with my grandfather. He and I were very close, and I wouldn't say that any part of the plot of the novel is autobiographical, but I think that almost inevitably the relationships between the characters ended up being based somewhat on reality, most particularly my own relationship with my grandfather. He actually died the year before I started writing the book, so I think it was very much a triggering event for some of what I wanted to explore in writing it.
Natalia grew up listening to her grandfather's stories. Did you grow up listening to those kinds of stories as well?
Perhaps not folklore so much, and stories that weren't necessarily based on mythology. My grandfather was a storyteller, but the stories that he told were about his own life. He was an engineer. He made planes, and he traveled all over the world. And so I did grow up listening to his stories, but they were, I think, in many ways very different than the stories Natalia's grandfather tells her.
Well, the two stories that sort of dominate in this book is the story of the deathless man and the story of the tiger's wife. Did you make those up whole cloth, or do they have some basis in the folk culture of the Balkans?
I think they have some basis. The deathless man is an archetype, and he's drawn from the folkloric traditions of a couple of cultures, mostly Slavic and German. And he is present in a lot of myths where people reflect on the necessity of death. My fictional explorations for a long time, long before I started writing the book, I had a character very similar to him. So he naturally flowed out of a former incarnation into this character who has a relationship with the grandfather in his youth. But the Tiger's Wife, that part of the narrative was entirely made up. I suppose to some degree it draws on the Beauty and the Beast myth.
Yeah. Also very sort of rooted in the village culture, it seems. And what was your experience with that? You seem to understand what life in a small, very rural village might be like.
I learned about that in a strange way, in a strange and unexpected way. The village was present throughout the first draft of the novel and the second draft of the novel as well, but it wasn't until I went back to Serbia and Croatia in the summer of 2009 to do research for a nonfiction piece that I did for Harper's called Twilight of the Vampires. And I went there looking for vampire myths in small villages, and for the first time ended up having the firsthand experience of going pretty much door to door and asking people uncomfortable questions about the history of their village. And it was the first time that I really understood the closed-off nature that villages can have, and also the very open nature, the openness that village life can sometimes extend to strangers. But in addition to doing research for the article, it very heavily influenced the third draft of The Tiger's Wife, and I think it became a lot more real for me then.
Well, of course, the story of The Tiger's Wife, a folk story really based very much in this village, sort of flows in and out with a story, a more contemporary story about what Natalia is actually going through. And she, of course, is an urban, first an urban teenager, then a young woman from the city. And you managed to capture what it feels like to be a teenager during the time of war. Again, I guess a feat of your imagination, because you were not a teenager during that time, were you?
No, I wasn't. And I was fortunate enough not to experience the war firsthand. I did grow up, I mean, like most teenagers, I had lots of angst for assorted reasons. And, you know, when you don't have a concrete reason, perhaps you come up with reasons of your own as a teenager. But I also had the experience of growing up in Cyprus and in Egypt, which were both countries that had, they didn't have a turbulent time when I was there, but there was this underlying unease that I think was prevalent in the youth culture. And I think that seeing that throughout growing up, I think I was able to access it more fully than I would have been able to otherwise.
You also describe what life is like after that war. And I wonder if you could read an excerpt that gives us a sense of that. It's on page 161.
Okay. The war had altered everything. Once separate, the pieces that made up our old country no longer carried the same characteristics that had formerly represented their respective parts of the whole. Previously shared things, landmarks, writers, scientists, histories, had to be doled out according to their new owners. That Nobel Prize winner was no longer ours, but theirs. We named our airport after our crazy inventor, who was no longer a communal figure. And all the while, we told ourselves that everything would eventually return to normal.
Well, on one level, your book, The Tiger's Wife, is very much about coming to terms with death. And you use the stories, the folkloric sort of stories, to examine that on a very personal level. On a larger level, are you also sort of coming to terms with what your country has become also? I mean, are those two different things going on?
I do think that, for me, at least, what I went through in the process of writing the book, they are two different things, because for me, it was a lot harder to come to terms with the death of my grandfather than it was to come to terms with what's happened to the former Yugoslavia. The challenge of understanding the actual death of my grandfather and death in general was very difficult for me at a very difficult time, and the process of writing the book certainly helped me. I wouldn't say that I came to any conclusions about it that were comforting in any way, but the process helped.
You are getting so much acclaim for this novel. Is this all a little daunting for a 25-year-old?
You know, it's really overwhelming, but in the best possible way. I'm still in this place where I can't believe that there is a book at all, and that it's getting all this very generous support from so many people who, above all, have just read it, which to me is miraculous, is an amazing thing for me, and I'm really thankful for it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Taya Obret, her new book is The Tiger's Wife. You can read an excerpt at npr.org.